Chad, obviously, that would have been a disappointing one on Saturday. What did Kenny have to say after that result?
Yeah, obviously it's very disappointing. No one likes to lose. Obviously, it's a pretty tough one against Carlton and away. Obviously, coming off a few losses. Kenny, I think, really just wanted us to, I suppose, to come out and attack the game. I think we did that. We just didn't, stick to our structures. And I think defensively we weren't on. I think just a little bit off in the defence, and I think that's what he was trying to drive across.
There were times when, it really did look like you were taking the game on, but other times when it looked like you sort of went back into your shell a bit. Is that sort of something you need to address, just being able to play that full on? Sort of really give the game a go, crack the whole 2 hours?
Yeah, I think there's a balance, but I think we play our best footy when it's out open. When we're running, I think the boys can feed off that, feed off the energy, and I think as much as we can get it in fast ball movement, I think it suits any team, especially us. So I think we're starting to see a little bit of that in patches. I think we've just got to put it, our strengths into a full game, four quarters.
And it really looked like you were coming there, and I think it was 3 points with, 11 minutes of real time to go, 7 minutes on the clock. It's a bit, seemed a bit strange as an onlooker that you guys couldn't score for that sort of last 7 minutes.
Yeah, obviously, it is tough to score when you're down in the space of dying minutes of the game. You're not sure how long it's to go. But like I said, I think we need to be, as a team, we need to not put ourselves in that situation too often. And unfortunately, we couldn't get the job done. We have done in the past, but we couldn't get the job done in the last minutes.
So what's gone wrong this year?
It's a pretty basic question. But like I said, I think it's just... I think it's just getting out all their strengths. Like I said, I think it's our defence and offence. One game we'll play amazing offence and our defence will lack. Or we play really strong defence and our offence will lack. I think we haven't played a full game with four quarters. And I think that's what's really hurting us. I think as a group, we need to make sure we're all on the same page. And really our focus is to get four quarters of good football, hardness, getting tackles, playing defence, and playing football that we're used to playing.
Both Ken and Koshy have both said that the team's spooked and struggling to live up to expectations. Do you feel that as a player? Are you spooked, and has expectations got to the playing group?
I don't know if I could talk in front of the whole playing group, but I don't think it's spooking us. I don't think expectation is exactly the right word. I think we're going in confident each week, and we're trying to attack it each week. I think we've had games where we've played some pretty bad football, and but again we've shown some signs. I think we just got to bring it back to playing four quarters. If you say one game we've played that, I don't think we have at all this whole season.
You're 5-7, I think, Chad, and now the week off. Do you still think you've got the goods to be able to make enough of a run about the back stretch to make an impact at finals time?
I don't even think we can talk about finals yet. I think we're just going to make sure we focus on week to week. I think that's where we're up at the moment. I think unfortunately we got the bye this weekend. We'd love to go out tomorrow and play another game. I think that's the mentality of this group at the moment. We're pretty driven and pretty, wanting to get out there and play another game of footy. And I think that's where we're at. We just need to make sure we keep pushing forward. We're doing everything we possibly can as a playing group as well as the coaching staff to make sure that we're in the best condition that we can next Thursday night.
So that's how it's annoying to have that week off now. It's not a positive to, re-go over other things.
Oh, every team needs a bye. I think it's a pretty grueling season, especially with pre-season going so long. And I think as much as we want to play this weekend, I think it's important that we make the most out of this bye in terms of getting our bodies ready, mentally refresh, and make sure we come back on Thursday night with the same mentality, go out there and play some good footy.
So you guys have sort of spoken about the competition getting better and then defending you guys better this year. Like you said, you haven't managed to string those four quarters together yet, but do you sort of feel like you're starting to work out the opposition a bit better and as the season's progressing?
I think it's a little bit of us shooting ourselves in the foot. I think, yes, teams are playing us better and trying to shut down our key weapons, but I think sometimes we're just not attacking the game enough, or we'll have a simple skill error that will cost us going to the forward line, or whether it's a half-back line. I think sometimes it's our own fault. Teams are playing us better. Teams are always improving, but I think sometimes we can control whether how we play.
How are the players? Are they frustrated, angry? What's the mindset?
I don't think anyone's positive on a Monday after a loss, so I think everyone's pretty obviously shattered about the loss, but we're still positive about where we're going. We're still making sure that we're up and about, that we've come to improve. We don't come here to, I suppose, dwell on the season that we've had so far or the negatives that we've had. We're making sure that we're dealing what we can with at the moment, and that's to make sure that we can make the most out of every day.
Do you think you'll be able to mentally freshen up over the bye after a loss like that?
I suppose it does make it tougher coming into a bye with a loss. But like I said, I think the 3 days off or how many days off we get, I think will benefit us more physically and I think mentally as well. I think a few boys are just coming. I think Jacko, a few boys just getting one game in, and a few guys are niggly injuries. But like I said, I think I'm not sure how much of a week is going to do, but I'm pretty sure that Thursday night's going to come around pretty quick.
What are you going to do for the days off, Chad? You got any plans?
I'm going to spend my time back in Mowbridge and see my family.
You already said the team's, it's more the team shooting itself in the foot rather than outside people changing things. Is that, how does that happen? Is it just a combination of things just not working for you, or is there a reason for any of that?
If we knew the reason, we'd try and change, but I think a lot of it's, we're working it out. It's just more about putting it into practice now and putting that into a result. I think we are shooting ourselves in the foot. And by means of that, it's sometimes skew errors, sometimes choices that we make, decisions on the game, and sometimes it's just a little bit of effort as well. And sometimes it's luck, like you said, it's things in the footy, there's footy gods, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't, but we've got to control what we can, and that's to make sure we come out with training. Go out hard, study the teams, do everything we possibly can as a group, and hopefully things just roll our way.
How about the missed tackles late in the game? Would that be an emphasis? There's a whole lot of tackles that you guys didn't lay, which enabled Carlton to kick some crucial goals. Was that disappointing?
Yeah, I think we lost the tackle count by about 15, I think the number was. And that's a huge thing in today's game, is the combo, which is ground balls and tackles. And I think we pride ourselves on being a ruthless and strong side, and I think we've been lacking that, not just around the ball, but also all three groups, forwards, backs and mids. And I think a simple tackle that you miss can cost you, but I think it's just a whole team buy-in. I think we just need to make sure we come out and just be a bit more ruthless.
Is the club, is it a tense environment at the moment?
I don't think it's a tense environment. I think it's an environment where we're always willing to improve and to come here, and it's not a negative environment if that's what you're trying to get out. It's definitely something that we're trying to improve and be positive about where we're going. It's definitely not tense. We're not back in our shells. We're not thinking, oh, this season's done, or we're not thinking it's like time that we're worried. I think we're really just here to worry about what's lying ahead of us, and that's Thursday night footy in Sydney against Sydney, and I think that's what we're focusing on right now.
What about your own form? You're in really good nick. Do you feel like you're playing better than last year, or you find you're sort of getting more midfield minutes, a bit like 2013 maybe?
Like I said, I'm playing a little bit higher this year, but I think whatever role I have been playing, it's whatever is best suited to the team. I think sometimes I'm a bit deeper. When Robbie comes forward, obviously he plays a bit deep to get a rest, but we're just trying to find the balance at the moment with the forwards and mids, and I think a few guys have been stepping up, and like I said, my role is just really just to a bit of everywhere, and just to play whatever I can.
Is your form as strong as it was in your All-Australian year? It seems to be in the past month, from an observer's point of view.
It's only been, what, 11 games or 12 games. I don't really worry about form or anything like that. I'm just worried about each week, and I'm not worried about what's happened in the past 12 games. I'm really focusing on Thursday night and doing whatever I can from today to make sure I'm ready for that game.
Was it hard at the start of the year, though, having the injury and coming back late, to find your form for the first month or so, personally?
It was tough. I mean, I came into my first game and with no practice match, I suppose. I came into Freo without having a practice match and only had two trainings with a group. It's tough, but like I said, I think I learnt a lot from it, and my body's feeling ripe as it is, and I came into the side fully fit and ready to go.
Last season, if we saw you guys in the position that you were late in that game on Saturday, we would expect to see this belief that you guys would sort of overrun Carlton and win the game, but, you know, finish out the game really strongly. Has some of that belief been lost, do you think?
Personally, I don't think so. I thought even if it was the 25th minute or whatever it was and we're down by three, I felt very confident that we're going to win this game. And I think majority of us, I think we're always positive in terms of thinking that we can do this. We've proven it in the past. Yes, it's a game of chances, game of luck, and I think as a group, we're not thinking, oh, we're going to lose this game. Like, we could lose this game. We're thinking, yeah, we're a massive chance to win this. Like, we're ready to go. And I think we're not second-guessing ourselves. I think it's just one of those games that just didn't obviously fall our way.
You mentioned luck.
Last couple, guys.
You mentioned luck. There was a couple of decisions that, probably controversial decisions, that went Carlton's way late in that game. Were they a bit lucky to get over the line, Drew?
I'm not even going to comment on those. On the umpires, I think they it's a pretty tough job they've got. I think they try and make the best decisions that they got in front of them. Sometimes, majority of the time they're right, and sometimes they're wrong. And like I said, it's a game that you can't get everything right. We make mistakes, they make mistakes, but you can't control that.
And Chad, obviously, Robbie copped a pretty nasty knock to the head. How's he going? And I guess secondly, is that just part of the game, that tackle with Gibbsy as well? Is that just unfortunate when that happens?
It is, I think. There's tackles like that. Gary Ablett copped it all the time. I think all the star players, you try and rough up and tackle them to the ground as hard as you can. I think he's just unlucky. He had his arms pinned and couldn't really brace himself. I think it was a great tackle. The best thing we got is Robbie's fine. Unfortunately, we couldn't get him back on the oval, and we missed him. Obviously, he got 8 clearances in the first half or something ridiculous like that, and that's what he does to the side. And the best thing, like I said, the positive thing, he's fine. He's gave us a thumbs up, and he's here today, and he's ready to go.
Do you find that as a top player that clubs try to rough you up and just give you the extra little punishment than maybe someone of lesser ilk will get?
I think every side does that. It's just the game. I think you try and physically, I suppose, get into players. It doesn't matter who it is. It's a physical game. It's football. We're not playing soccer. We're not playing a game where you can't hit them. It's just that type of game, and Robbie's it's just an unlucky occurrence, I think. Yeah.
Did you notice that as a tactic out there, though? Because we obviously saw the big one on Gray, and then also, I think it was minutes later, Hartlett got ridden to the ground pretty heavily, and then Lyons a bit later in the game. Did you notice that as a sort of a Carlton approach out there?
It might have been their approach. Can't really comment on that. You're going to have to ask them, but I think they just can't. Obviously, they had 15 more tackles than us, so if you saw them riding to the ground, it's probably those extra 15 tackles that we didn't get. I think that's what was crucial.
How's Paddy Ryder going as well? Do you expect to have him back for the Swans game?
Yeah, he's going really well. I think he's doing a bit of running today. I just spoke to him before I came in here, and he's feeling pretty good. He's just going to take it day by day, and I'm pretty confident that he'll be out there. Like I said, if he comes back, he's going to give us a bit of spark and a bit of versatility. With Lobes, gives him a bit of a chop out, because Lobes has obviously done tremendous work. He's done all last season by himself pretty much, and If Paddy comes back, it's going to be a big in.
Do